Kevin, we were talking about how long these apparitions have been occurring, and they go way, way back into time, don't they?
They do. They really go back to the beginning. And one thing as an aside, they do go back to like the 40 AD and all the way through. And the back of my book is a little thing I got from the International Marian Research Institute. And it lists all the alleged apparitions from 1900 to the present, over just the last 110 years. George is over 200 or 300 just in that time span.
That's a lot.
And I say that only to bring up the idea that I think that that frequency has probably been occurring all the way throughout. They just weren't compiled. A lot of these apparitions are for what we might call private revelation. In other words, not public apparitions like the ones we're going to talk about, but private revelations to buoy up someone's faith or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And but yes, they go all the way back. For example, there's others that occurred in England, like in Walsingham. They the Virgin Mary appeared there in year 1050, and that was to basically she was wanting to get a holy house built that was a replica of the house the Holy Family lived at in Israel.
I was going to say, Kevin, there always is a reason for the apparition to occur, for the visitation.
Importantly, that is the crux of the whole thing, which adds a lot to their validity. There is always a reason. She always has a message, and I guess later on we'll get into pivotal timing.
Yes.
Some of these things have been just at the right moment at the right time. I mean, and that adds very much to their credibility. Yes.
Now, when we talked earlier about the amount of people who see the apparition at any given time, in most cases, there are one or two people, maybe three is what occurred in Fatima.
Right.
But in two areas in Egypt,
right.
Zeytoun and also Azout,
right.
that thousands of people apparently saw this. So why the disparity? Why two towns in Egypt, primarily a Muslim country?
Yes.
Why do they see the apparition before thousands, and then all the others, generally just a few people?
Well, now, Fatima, you might remember, there was 100,000 that saw that. The witness of that last, the seventh and final apparition. That
well,
was,
did they see her, or did they see the well, sun come down?
That's right? True. That's true. Yeah. They didn't really see her physically. Yes, that's true. I guess, George, I don't really have an answer for that, except that I think perhaps at that time, in the 68 through 67, or 68 through 70 apparitional event there, I think that was for drama. I think that was right after the war with Israel. Perhaps that was to be a real calming effect on the country, perhaps. Maybe Egypt and Israel would have gone back to war. I'm just speculating now. But that's a legitimate explanation of what it could be. I've wondered about that, too, but that's possible an explanation.
Kevin, have other beings been seen in conjunction along with the Virgin Mary at these events?
They absolutely have. They absolutely have. There's a frequently there's angelic sightings connected with these apparitions. For example, one very famous and well-authenticated apparition was Rue de Bach in 1830, a Catherine Labour. She actually saw an angel that actually led her to the chapel where the Virgin Mary was. People have seen Jesus in a lot connection with a lot of these apparitions. Cabejo in the 90s, Catherine Labour. At one time, even there was a unusual appearance of, I guess, a saint, where in 1600s there was an apparition called Lau, L-A-U-S, which the church, that's the latest one the church has approved in May of 2008, where actually, here again, it was in rural France, that's just a famous famous place for the Virgin Mary to appear, this was a saint. Saint Maurice actually was the one that told the seer that the Virgin Mary was going to be coming and kind of paved the way. So yes, there's a lot of angelic input in these apparitions. Yes, and there's even a very strange and lovely phenomena in the Zeytoun apparitions where they see doves, actual doves, and they've been photographed.
Kevin, explain for us maybe one or two of these apparition events.
Okay.
What people see, how they see this apparition.
Okay. Commonly what they do is that they're in a rural setting and usually very quiet, and they'll see the Virgin Mary basically hovering. She's almost invariably wearing a blue sash and a white form of dress. And that, not always, but frequently. And there's usually a lot of light around her. At one point, this sounds UFO-y, but at one point... she was, I think, La Salette. It was indicated she came in a sphere of light to a couple children at La Salette. And normally, the light phenomena, I only remember that at the La Salette instance, as far as a globe of light.
Are the people who are there,
right,
are they just, do they just happen to be there, or do they get some kind of premonition that something like this is going to happen, and so they go there?
Well, now that has occurred with when they had these repetitive apparitional events where they, you know, there's a series of appearances. They do get a call, like in Fatima, they knew when to go to the Cova de Ira there.
Okay.
And also in the current one, Medjugorje, they know, and that's been going on for 30 years.
That's still going on, isn't it?
It still is, yes. It's under investigation, but it still is, yes.
What does the Catholic Church say about these events? Do they say they're real, or do they just kind of like sweep them under the rug?
Well, they're very cagey about it, with good reason, for a reason you might not imagine, too. There have actually been demonic false apparitions, the church has indicated.
Explain that.
Well, where the church looks into the seer, and the seer turns, they believe the seer did see something, but basically one of the tests of an apparition is that everything is canonically correct. I mean, the Virgin Mary isn't going to come by and suggest that you have sex with your neighbor or something of bizarre or anything, you know, anything that's non-Christian or unseemly. And the church in there, with all these many, many investigations, has actually had instances where they were demonically oriented. Their investigations led them to understand that, to mislead people. Our picture of the devil is a trickster, and this seems to be a continual phenomenon with the devil, and I think even in cases like this, he would try to, let's say, for example, he would try to have a phony apparition to undermine the genuine ones.
That looks like the genuine one?
Yes, and then later it's found to be a negative and a negative experience, and that would make people lose faith. That's the real reason the church is very cautious in its approach. Because, of course, we don't want people turn away from the faith because of some, you know, fruitcake somewhere or something like that.
Sure. Beware, right?
Exactly. And they have a very exhausting process connected with this. As a matter of fact, especially early on in the apparitional experience, usually the apparitions occurred to children, and they would report the events that they had experienced.
It normally goes to a local church, I would assume, right?
Yes,
and the local priest. Priest tells his superior, and then off it goes to the Vatican eventually.
In many cases, but usually it's contained, at least in recent times, to the local bishop of authority in that area. Now it's kind of murky.
But does the Vatican have like an investigative team that they just send out any place around the planet?
It's informal. Okay. Usually what they do, the Congregation on the Doctrine of the Faith would be overall in charge of it, but basically that's delegated to the local bishop to investigate